The proposed development drew opposition from most of the nearby residents who commented to the Board of Supervisors. They say the plan is not consistent with existing development in the area because it would add high-density rental units in a largely owner-occupied area. Opponents also say the increased traffic the development would bring to the corner of Sabino Canyon and Cloud will increase safety concerns. While most speakers were opposed to the project, nearby resident Mike Varney says the plan is what the region's residents generally say they want.
It's exactly what Imagine Greater Tucson called for, which is a higher density, lower urban sprawl type of development.
The development would allow as many as 4 housing units per acre in an area where the standard is about 1 residence per acre. It was approved on a 4-1 vote, with only Supervisor Allie Miller, who represents the area, opposed. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.